Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about America's newest nominee for the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh. And at the risk of sounding politically incorrect, doesn't the term Justice Brett kind of ring weird? It's like saying Pope Todd, or Sister Mary Cinnamon, or President Donald Trump. Yeah. Kavanaugh is slated to replace the swing vote on the court, Anthony Kennedy, but the only swing he's going to provide will be from the near far right to the really far far right. You might ask if there's going to be a confirmation fight. You might also ask, is the sky blue? Does a duck have a bill? Are the stones in the pockets of a dead mobster at the bottom of the Hudson River round? The problem is the Democrats can't agree on how to oppose his nomination. They currently have multiple strategies. The first one cites the McConnell rule, which borrows the Kentucky senator's claim that a vacant seat should not be filled during an election year and let the people decide. Of course, Republicans now maintain that a presidential election is totally different than a midterm election, but everybody knows what they really mean is that a Republican nomination is different than a Democratic nomination. There are other plans to fight him based on his perceived opposition to abortion rights, which he claims to have no position on, unlike any other human on the face of the planet. And still others worry that he's Trump's get-out-of-jail-free card, since Kavanaugh is the author of an opinion saying that presidents are way too busy with the affairs of state to attend to something so trifling as a criminal proceeding. And you can imagine Donald Trump heartily agreeing in a tweet sent from his cart on the sixth fairway of a Scottish golf course. But the plan the Democrats are most likely to follow is to fight amongst themselves until they forget what they're fighting about and totally lose focus. You know, their normal plan of attack. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst. Totally.